Hello, fearless fam. Welcome to another episode where we shed light on topics most like to keep in the dark. This is your host, Chubby. And today's elephant is a level 4 elephant. Could be. Maybe a 5, but I left it as a 4 because it's mostly opinion and some facts. But how is everyone doing? Happy whatever day it is you are watching this episode, even though it came out on Monday, but it's okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in. I truly appreciate it. The next topic, I've been wanting to talk about it for the longest time. But you know, things happen. And it is the Statue of Limitations. Yes, we have mentioned it before in previous episodes where we had examples of what it was, but never truly discussed this topic. I wanted to talk about it because, in all honesty, it has made me angry. You know, it has pissed me off, really, honestly. Just a warning, I'll be sharing examples of crimes that had happened that might contain murder, rape, kidnapping. So just letting you all know. So if you want to proceed this with this episode, you can do so. But it's just going to be brief examples, but still, just in case. We have a definition of what the Statute of Limitation is. Yes, definitions are important just in case we need to refresh people's memories on what that is. A Statute of Limitations, known in a civil law system as a prescriptive period, is a law passed by a legislative body to set the minimum time after an event within which legal proceedings may be initiated. In the United States, a government agency is permitted by the Congress to create, under federal regulations, its own statute of limitations. You want it in simple terms. After a crime was committed and taken to trial, depending on how long it happened, they could dismiss those charges and not give the maximum penalty. Therefore, they might get a lesser sentence if for the remaining of the crimes that are still in that time period, which I think is still BS. So you can imagine why I was so angry about this law. Or trust me, I have examples of many serial killers, for example, getting caught finally and not getting the sentence they deserve because of the statute of limitations. Again, this is more personal opinions. It's about how I feel about it, but I feel like it is a perfect example of how the justice system works. You know, and how I feel like it's insane to have that in place. But before we get into what these examples are, or example, I want to remind you all that this episode was sponsored by J-Foam Potty Rental. For all your party needs, all the ideas you think are crazy, J-Foam Potty Rental will make your vision come to life, just like my backdrop right here in my studio. Give J-Foam Potty Rental a follow on Instagram at J-Foam Potty Rental, or give them a call at 786-769-4950. And tell them Chubby from No Filters or Fears sent you. And now, fearless fam, which civil cases have you seen, heard of, that made you lose your faith in the justice system? Even though some of us already lost it, trust me, I think that all of us are in that with what's been going on with the bills that have passed and all the laws that are currently going on. But yes, to the example that I have stayed in my mind for the longest, which is one of the most notorious one, which is the Golden State Killer. Even though he started with many other names before this is the one that I know him to be more popular with, I feel like, in how what I've known. But just a disclaimer, after I mention his birth name, I will still be referring to him as a Golden State Killer because I don't feel like he should be humanized by calling him by his name. I'm sorry, but there's no respect there. Also, the following information was collected from several sources like the LA Times, NPR.org, ABC News, CNN, Science.org, and BBC News. Just letting everybody know where I got all my information from, just in case. But again, if there is something that I did mention or will mention that is wrong, you all could call me out on and be like, Chubby, that is not correct. But either way, we may proceed. His name was, I mean, is, because he's still alive, Joseph James DeAngelo Jr. He was an American serial killer, serial rapist, burglar, and former police officer who committed at least 13 murders, 51 rapes, 120 burglaries across California between 1974 and 1986. He was finally caught in April 24, 2018. He was charged with 8 counts of first-degree murder with special circumstances, which is where I got even more annoyed at this. And what does a special circumstances mean? Special circumstances are elements of the crime itself. Must be proven beyond a reasonable doubt during the guilt phase of the trial. And such, they are formally distinct from aggravating circumstances in that the latter are proven during the penalty phase of the trial instead. But long story short, which is a part that got me upset, was that the Golden State Killer could not be charged with rapes or burglaries as the state of limitation had expired for those offenses. Even though he was charged with 13 counts of murder and 13 counts of kidnapping. Yes, granted, he was charged with 12 life sentences and 8 years in prison, which means he will be in prison for the rest of his life. He's already 76. And granted, he will die there. And yes, I get that. I guess I use this example because it's one that stayed with me since he was caught. And I feel like even he is already old, I just feel like there shouldn't have been no statute of limitations. I think that he would have, if there was no statute of limitations, I think he would have gotten the death penalty. Even though in California, it's not allowed anymore since 2019. But I feel like there was enough time for that. A whole year to be exact, but whatever. They are just my personal, you know, feelings about this. There are plenty of examples where, because of the statute of limitations, younger criminals got away with a lot of crimes, which, trust me, I am not an expert on this. Just, you know, like, I'm not a therapist either, but I just read a lot of crimes, you know, that I like to watch. Civil and criminal law cases, especially from serial killers, which some of them are insane when you think about it, you know. And I just sit there and I'm like, really? This really happened? This is basically a little rant on how a crime this serious can still be basically dismissed because of the statute of limitations, which I feel like is protecting the criminal instead of being on the side of the victim. Granted, there might be other legal things in there that I might not get or do not understand or I am not aware of, but like, yes, I know that some people do not have the courage to report because they are scared. And frankly, because sometimes no one will believe them. And I do not blame them, you know. But however, I feel like there still should be some kind of exception depending on the crime. But I feel like in the criminal justice system, they just lump everything together. And I get it. In the Golden State Killer example, he was from like 1974, 1986, and he committed 13 murders, which is obviously outrageous. And some other serial killers obviously take longer and only do it in a span of a year and they kill 7 people, which is still equally as bad, because I feel like no matter the time or how long they do these crimes, they should have the maximum penalty for this. I mean, who am I to say give them death penalty? You know, I am not one to take life or believe in that, but I feel like him rotting in jail for the rest of his life when the victims all the people he murdered didn't get that. They didn't get life. I don't know. My personal feelings on this. I just feel like they still shouldn't apply the statute of limitations when it comes to murder, rape, kidnapping, things of that serious nature. But I digress, fearless fam. I just wanted to share my thoughts. Obviously, I am not a lawyer. Again, like I stated before, I just dabble on this. I like to read, knowing about certain laws and things of whatever. But if there is a lawyer out there, somebody in the criminal justice system that is hearing this and they're like, wait, hey, Chubby, you're wrong or whatever. Hey, correct me. I'm perfectly fine with that. But a question to you, fearless fam. It's getting to that time. What are you afraid of with the statute of limitations in the future? Do you feel like this should change, or do you feel like it is placed correctly, or should each case be individually diagnosed, checked, like, and see if it still applies, you know, the statute of limitations to that particular case? How do you feel? Let me know in the comments below. Let me know wherever you're reading, hearing this, watching this, because now we have a video. Yes, last time we didn't, you know, we took a break on that. But thank you either way for listening. How do you feel about that? I know it's a very particular thing, because obviously the statute of limitation, most people may not even heard of it, and if they did, it's like, okay, how do you feel about this? If you stay this long, I just feel upset and angry about the fact that they still applied it to this case, even though throughout the many years they were still looking for him, and he was literally right under our noses, right in California, in a very nice neighborhood, just going on with his life, he has kids, grandkids, I believe, yet he committed all this heinous crimes. And mind you, I don't believe in the whole, oh, we all change and we all become different people from a freaking psychopath. I don't know. That's how I feel. But yes, fearless fam, just let me know how you feel about this particular, like, statute of limitations thing. But yeah, that's what this episode is about. Thank you again for watching this episode. Thank you for sharing this. Thank you for leaving your comments. Thank you for just everything. Thank you for making this episode happen every week. And because if it wasn't because of you all, I wouldn't be coming here, coming up with ideas and basically ranting how I feel about them. You know, I'll bring in some facts here and there. Don't worry, I'm still staying to that. Still keeping up with Chubby's Book Corner, 411 with Chubby. I just need to find, obviously, the right episodes. We'll have them. But the episodes are not compressed to these, like, 10, 15, 20 minutes of episodes. But if there's a guest, obviously the episode will be a little bit longer, but because those are interactive, and I'm sure you are okay with that. But when it comes to things like this, I just feel like I should just bring it up to you guys and share the things that are happening all around. I just feel like the statute of limitation shouldn't have applied to this particular case, you know, because they had DNA evidence that was stored. So I feel like they should have still applied. But to each their own, I guess, right? No, there is no Chubby's Book Corner, because I feel like this episode was just to trigger something in your mind of all the crimes that you've seen, all the things that you've heard throughout the years, of how certain criminals gotten away with heinous crimes, you know, and how you know, sometimes I just sit there and wonder, how did this happen again? Like, I just feel like you have the evidence and you have the actual proof, and it's not circumstantial evidence, yet you decided, okay, the statute of limitation applies to this, but I feel like we shouldn't decide it that way. But again, fearless fam, if you want to support our show, the link is right here below, you know, put that into the search bar, and you know, you could donate how much you want. It's up to you. We appreciate it all. Go to No Filters No Fears studios.com and check out all the goodie stuff we have there. Check out the future events that will be happening. And if you want to stay informed, if you any of that, and if you still want to join our mailing list, go to our Instagram page and go to our link tree, and it will be the first one there. Remember, if you sign up, it will only be for future events. But again, how do you feel about the statute of limitations? That's the whole point of this, okay? I just want to know. But yes, follow us in all the social medias. Give us a thumbs up wherever you're listening to this. Anchor, Apple, wherever, Google Podcasts. If you're able to give us a 5-star, 1-star, whatever it is that you feel, we really appreciate your support. Again, if you want to participate in an episode, if you want to share an idea, share with us here at nofilterstnofears@gmail.com or send me a personal email at chubijiro@nofilterstnofearsstudios.com and I will reply back to you. And again, I appreciate you all for always tuning in every week to see what Chubby's ranting about next. Yes, there's a lot of things that we are angry about in a healthy way, because you know we're talking about it. It's like a therapy session, you know what I mean? But again, thank you, Fearless Fam. Thank you everyone for the new people watching this. Welcome to the Fearless Fam. Shoot us a shout out, you know, a comment if you're new. Thank you so much. And like I always say, stay fearless, everyone.